Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. President-elect Joe Biden is calling for unity after the Electoral College officially declared his victory in the presidential election. In his speech Monday night, Biden said that neither the pandemic nor an abuse of power can extinguish American democracy. He also rebuked President Trump for trying to subvert the national election. Biden is visiting Atlanta today to campaign for the two Democrats in Georgia's U.S. Senate runoff elections. From member station WABE, Alex Helmick reports.
Biden is one of a number of political surrogates to visit the state ahead of the January 5th runoff elections. Biden will campaign for Democrats John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock in Atlanta, as in-person early voting is now underway. Meantime, Vice President Mike Pence is set to visit Georgia on Thursday to stump for Republicans Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue. It's a week after his last visit and his fourth stop in the state since the general election. Hundreds of millions of dollars have poured into Georgia for the high-profile runoffs for the two U.S. Senate seats that will determine the majority in the chamber. For NPR News, I'm Alex Helmick in Atlanta.
Attorney General William Barr says he is leaving the Justice Department next week. Barr says he is pleased with President Trump's accomplishments, but they disagreed over the election. Trump falsely claimed that there was fraud. NPR's Ryan Lucas says Barr said there was no evidence of it.
At the time, Trump fired back by saying that Barr really hadn't even looked for voter fraud. But there is more that has led to this unraveling relationship. The president also has been irate about a Justice Department investigation into President-elect Joe Biden's son, Hunter, for possible tax evasion.
NPR's Ryan Lucas reporting. On Capitol Hill, lawmakers are still at odds over fresh coronavirus relief. A bipartisan group of lawmakers has proposed two bills. The first offers new unemployment benefits to Americans. The second bill has items that lawmakers have disagreed over for months. NPR's Giles Snyder reports on the first package.
The package was unveiled by a group of Republican and Democratic lawmakers, including West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin.
Bipartisanship and compromise is alive and well in Washington. Contrary to what you've been hearing, we've proven that.
The group is proposing a $748 billion coronavirus relief package. The measure includes money for unemployment and aid for small businesses and vaccine distribution. The two main sticking points are in a separate bipartisan proposal, the liability protections for businesses that Republicans are seeking, and aid for state and local governments, a Democratic priority. Any deal ultimately reached could be attached to a huge government spending bill that negotiators are hammering out ahead of Friday's deadline. Giles Snyder, NPR News.
This is NPR News. In northeast Nigeria, the Islamist militant group Boko Haram is claiming responsibility for the kidnapping of hundreds of schoolboys. They were abducted last Friday during an attack on their school. Nigerian security forces are searching for the students. Boko Haram's leader says their Western education is an affront to Islam. Officials in Afghanistan say the deputy governor of the capital, Kabul, has been killed in a blast. Assailants stuck a bomb to his car. NPR's Dia Hadid reports his secretary was also killed.
The deputy governor, Mahbubullah Mohabbi, is one of the most high-profile victims of shadowy militants who've been killing journalists, police, security forces, judicial authorities, and senior administrators. While there's always been such killings, they appear to have stepped up since the Taliban signed an agreement with the United States that will see foreign forces withdraw from Afghanistan by spring. It's not clear whether the Taliban are quietly behind these killings or whether the simple fact of foreign forces withdrawing has empowered other militant groups as well. Shortly before the bombing that killed the deputy governor, gunmen opened fire on policemen on Kabul's outskirts, killing one. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Islamabad.
A major winter storm is expected in the mid-Atlantic and northeast starting tomorrow. The National Weather Service says the potential nor'easter will likely bring heavy snow, icing, and gusty winds from the Carolinas up through Massachusetts. Particularly heavy snowfall could fall in Pennsylvania. Forecasters are warning about the chance of power outages and very dangerous travel conditions. This is NPR.